Brilliance Audio presents The Vision by Dean Koontz, performed by Dan John Miller.
Gloves of blood.
The woman raised her hands and stared at them, stared through them. Her voice was soft but tense.
Blood on his hands.
Her own hands were clean and pale. Her husband leaned forward from the back seat of the patrol car. Mary? She didn't respond. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes.
Whose blood do you see?
I'm not sure.
The victim's blood?
No. In fact, it's his own.
The killer's?
Yes.
He has his own blood on his hands.
That's right,
she said. He's hurt himself.
But not badly.
How?
I don't know.
Try to get inside of him.
I am already.
Get deeper.
I'm not a mind reader.
I know that, darling, but you're the next best thing. The perspiration on Mary Bergen's face was like the ceramic glaze on the plaster countenance of an altar saint. Her smooth skin gleamed in the green light from the instrument panel. Her dark eyes also shone, but they were unfocused, blank. Suddenly she leaned forward and shuddered. In the driver's seat, Chief of Police Harley Barnes shifted uneasily. He flexed his big hands on the steering wheel.
He's sucking the wound,
she said.
Sucking his own blood.
After 30 years of police work, Barnes didn't expect to be surprised or frightened. Now, in a single evening, he had been surprised more than once and had felt his heartbeat accelerate with fear. The tree-shrouded streets were as familiar to him as the contours of his own face. However, tonight, cloaked in a rainstorm, they seemed menacing. The tires hissed on the slick pavement. The windshield wipers thumped, an eerie metronome. The woman beside Barnes was distraught, but her appearance was less disturbing than the changes she had wrought inside the patrol car. The humid air became clearer when she entered her trance. He was certain he was not imagining that. The ordinary sounds of the storm and the car were overlaid with the soft humming of ghost frequencies. He sensed an indescribable power radiating from her. He was a practical man, not at all superstitious, but he could not deny what he felt so strongly. She bent as far toward the dashboard as her seatbelt would allow. She hugged herself and groaned as if she were having labor pains. Max Bergen reached out from the rear seat, touched her. She murmured and relaxed slightly. His hand looked enormous on her slender shoulder. He was tall, angular, hard-muscled, hard-faced, 40 years old, 10 years older than his wife. His eyes were his most arresting feature. They were gray, cold, humorless. Chief Barnes had never seen him smile. Clearly, Bergen harbored powerful and complex feelings for Mary, but he gave no indication that he felt anything but contempt for the rest of the world. The woman said,
"Turn at the next corner."
Barnes braked gently.
"Left or right?"
"Right,"
she said. Well-kept 30-year-old stucco houses and bungalows, most of them California Spanish in style, lay on both sides of the street. Yellow lights glowed vaguely behind drapes that had been drawn against the chill of the damp December night. The road was much darker than the one they had left. Sodium vapor lamps stood only at the corners, and purple-black rain-pooled shadows filled the long blocks between them. After he made the turn, Barnes drove no faster than 10 miles an hour. From the woman's attitude, he gathered that the chase would end nearby. Mary sat up straight. Her voice was louder and clearer than it had been since she began to use her strange talent, her clairvoyance.